Hey everybody, this is Andrea from The Andrea Show. You are now listening to my podcast. I just got done doing a Zoom with some awesome friends that I've made, and I like to say partners. If you are somebody who is actively on my show, Zooming, conversating, sharing your knowledge, you know, you're no longer just a friend. You are a partner of mine to, you know, be the change of societal issues in America. I mean, if you want societal change, you cannot be complicit by being silent. You cannot be complicit by just allowing the people in power to continue on doing what they've been doing. You know, you have to be an active voice by voting. You have to be an active person by writing your senators, knowing who is involved with the taxes, okay? Knowing who's involved, who is signing their Jan Hancock on things that are affecting us every single day. You know, I want to say this. I'm excited to tell anybody who's been following me here on my channel, on the podcast, when I used to be Dream Makeup, if you've been around. This podcast that you're listening to used to be called Dream Makeup, where I would express to you guys my journey as an entrepreneur. I can say this today. If you've been following my real estate career, I sold a $235,000 house. Maybe not a big deal to some, but for me, huge. Okay, I haven't sold a house at this price in over a year. So I'm excited to know that I am still keeping the dream makeup on. But moving forward, transitioning now into a political show with my realtor point of view and also my, you know, my Black American experience, I have to tell you that, you know, we have to make a change with the way that we think, okay? I'm talking about people of color, okay? We cannot allow our image to be the driving force and how we, you know, work and what we do. You know, I saw a thing on TikTok where some lady was stopped by a TikToker and he said, "How much you got on? How much is your jacket? How much is your shoes? How much is this, this, and that?" And she was bragging, $400 jacket, you know, $300 shoes, you know, $1,000 purse. But I'm like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. For what and for who? If you're not being boastful about the house you own, okay, or the assets that you've accumulated, your income-driven properties, your stocks, you know, if your savings, if you don't have hard money somewhere, I'm sorry, I don't care what you got on, you're still broke to me, okay? If you have a W-2, that's fine. If you work for someone, that's great. I'm so proud of you. That's great. You in this country, you have to work, you know, mucho trabajo, okay? You have to work. Okay, and it's a good thing. The problem comes when you don't save your money, when you don't have a plan, and when you don't have ownership of your land. Okay, there's no way around that. You know, if you're renting, 70 to 80% of your check is going to somebody else's investment, somebody else's land, property, and dream. Okay, and as a person of color, you're not asking for anyone to give you anything, Candace Owens. We are not victims, we're survivors. And we will work hard to get to where we want to be in life. But the only way to do that is to invest. And that's not on things that depreciate. Even a car depreciates, your clothes depreciate. Okay, once you buy them, you know, they lose majority of their value. Okay, and then you put it on Facebook, you get a little bit return back, but you will never get an ROI, which is a return on investment. Okay, so I don't want you to just come here and thinking that I'm just going to talk about Trump all day and Biden and, you know, Bernie Sanders, which did you guys notice that Bernie Sanders? Ooh, something keeps going off in my kid's toy or something, but Bernie Sanders is trending right now on TikTok. I feel so bad. I have even done a TikTok video, which didn't really go viral, but I thought it was hilarious when I was like, "Leave Bernie alone." It's hilarious because, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I've seen him in the NSYNC. I've seen him sitting on a chair in the middle of New York City. I mean, people are just photoshopping his poor photo of him sitting down everywhere and in all types of scenarios. But let's not discredit his credibility here. Okay, let's not get distracted. Although I do know Bernie Sanders is not really hurting when it comes to money. Okay, have you seen how much money he has? Okay, I used to think that he's some broke dude in New York City somewhere. No, Bernie Sanders collects the dough. like all politicians do. But nonetheless, I definitely want to continue to keep up on what's going on with policies. You know, what is Kamala Harris doing? What is Biden doing? You know, what was it? 15 executive orders, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure. I never remember the number, but I think it's about 15 or 17 executive orders. Please write me on the Andrea Show if I got that number wrong. But he's gotten all of these executive orders that are supposed to push for change immediately. He completely reversed a lot of what Trump did. But we have a friend, Fat Boy Slim, Republican, who comes on our TikTok and is very vocal about how he feels. And he's been a Trump supporter since day one. He basically said that Biden got rid of 11,000 jobs because he got rid of some jobs with the pipelines. But I heard tonight that it was on American Indian Reservation, which was sacred land, and they were pumping oil through, you know, sacred water, and was damaging the land. So, you know, my whole point is this: if you still want to be a Trump supporter, fine. But please don't wear your red hat. Okay, burn your red hat. Okay, the red hat might as well be next to every offensive flag, battle flag, Confederate flag in America. You can't wear the red hat and not, you know, agitate society. So just, can you just not wear the red hat? But if you want to vote for, you know, continue to vote Republican, fine, it's your right. But please don't just come here and just try to downplay Biden. Okay, if you're going to say things that he's doing wrong, well, then bring your sources, okay? And we'll talk about it. With that said, I don't want to keep you guys here long. I'm so happy for everyone. Today, we made it. We're alive, we're breathing, we're healthy. The COVID-19 is still on the loose, okay? We're going to talk about the vaccines tomorrow. Please follow my podcast and show because we're getting deep here, all right? This year, we're going to stay on top of everything that's going on. I have not taken the vaccine. Some people are very passionate about us all taking it. I'm going to stand firm and tell you that I don't feel like I have to take it forcefully. Okay, religiously, I don't think that I need it. I'm going to allow, you know, Mother Nature to take care of me. All right. If it comes to a point where it's mandated for us workers out there in public, you know, I'm a part of an association. I don't know if they're going to mandate us to all take it. If I have to take it, I guess I'm going to have to take it. But, you know, if you know Revelations, there's going to be another time. If this isn't the time where if you don't take the mark of the beast, then, you know, you'll die. And this is going to be very detrimental. I mean, read Revelations if you're a Christian. I mean, this is some scary stuff. It's kind of like the same thing where they're forcing you to take something that is against your religion. I think that should be illegal. You shouldn't force things in my body that aren't, you know, naturally made, organically made. This is man-made, okay? Did God not give me all that I need, okay? Luke 9:58, foxes have dens and the birds have nests, but the man has no place to lay his head. Why do I need something that man created, okay? When I am a godly woman, I'm God's child, and he gave everybody and every animal everything that we need naturally. Okay, that's where I'm going to stand on that. With that said, we're not 8 minutes in. Please know that I care about everybody, white, black, Mexican, Asian, whatever you are, American, Indian, no matter what you are. If you are an American, you were born in this country, you have a right to voice your thoughts and voice your truth. And I hope that you feel safe here to do that. Please call me in, leave your messages. I care. I want to know what your thoughts are on these subjects. I think I'm going to start having a call in, but I mean, isn't that what Anchor is? If you want to talk about things, just call me here and we can talk about it. But yeah, no, I think I'm going to get like some type of like hotline this year, you know, take it up a notch. We're now 60,000 followers in, over 1 million likes, 1.2 million likes. And I'm just so overwhelmed with gratefulness to everyone who continues to support me and my mission, which is to spread our truths. Good night, you guys.